Well, welcome to day three of whatever that month is called for November and the podcasting event that's going on. I'm not going to try to butcher it this time like I did yesterday and the day before and the day before whenever I was trying to come up with what it's called. My name is Adam, and I am participating in the podcasting month. And so I don't usually do podcasts by myself. I am formerly of the Adam and Maddie Show and now on DI Plus with Daniel J. Brewer. In fact, we're going to record DI Plus in just a few minutes, but I wanted to record something to put out on the stream. So here I am. You know, it got really cold here in Northwest Arkansas where I live. All of a sudden today, I go out, and it had been raining last night, and I heard that it had snowed, or there were flurries in southern Missouri, which is only about 30 minutes from where I live. It's actually kind of cool. I never thought I would move back to Arkansas, so I'll just go ahead and talk about this a little bit. I moved here from Dallas, and for those of you who don't know, and I never thought I would move back to Arkansas because I'm from South Arkansas, and there is nothing there at all. There's absolutely nothing in South Arkansas. It's not ugly necessarily, but there is really nothing to do there. We got a McDonald's like the year I graduated high school. There were about 7,000 people in my hometown. No gay people to speak of except for me and the one boy who was on the flag line from junior high. That took a lot of guts. It really did. And when he grew up, he got hot. He was not very hot in junior high and high school, and he was made fun of a lot. But he really got hot whenever he moved up. But I never thought I would move back to Arkansas. I lived in England, and I've lived in Mississippi, and I've lived in Virginia, and I've lived in California, and I stayed with my boyfriend a lot in Chicago when I had a boyfriend who lived in Chicago. And so I've been all over the place, but I never thought I would move back to Arkansas. And I got tired of Dallas. The people in Dallas are really pretentious, and I mean, I hate to use a blanket statement like that, but the gays in Dallas are really pretentious, a lot of them, and they all want to go to the bars, and again, another generalized statement, but basically, I get tired of places. I missed my family, and I was just out of a relationship, and I got a really good job here that I know I've said I don't like, but I feel like I'm a bit of a baby because I have a really good paying job, and I don't like it because I'm having to manage people. And I never thought I wanted to manage people. But I think money comes along with having to manage people. I don't think most professions you don't move up and make a lot of money unless you're managing. And I feel like I'm not doing any work. I'm sitting there, you know, typing up reports and making sure people are doing what they're supposed to do and correcting work and stuff like that. But I'm not actually writing any code myself. But anyway, I moved here, got a great job, my family's here, I'm enjoying it, and never thought I would. But I'm not used to it getting quite as cold as it does here. I like it, and I love to snow ski, so I love snow, but I'm not all that used to it. So it got cold, it rained, and I lost my train of thought. So what I was going to say is, it's really cool though, because I'm only 30 minutes from Oklahoma, which there's nothing there. I mean, Oklahoma is all just Indians, I think. And there aren't even any teepees. I mean, when I drive back to Dallas, I don't even see any teepees or anything. I mean, casinos. You'll drive for miles and miles and miles, and it'll be pitch black dark if you go at night. And it scares me. I mean, it's so dark. I had to pee one time when I was driving down, I think it's Highway 69, going south towards Dallas in Oklahoma. And I had to pull off to pee because there were no gas stations or anything with bathrooms for miles and miles and miles. And I pulled off the road and it was pitch black. I mean, I could barely see my hand in front of my face. And I peed, but I quickly got back in the car. Well, other than the pitch blackness, all you see is you'll come to this bright light on the horizon and you'll pull up closer and closer and closer and you'll think you're like entering the gates of heaven or something. And it's a casino. And then, you know, you'll feel like you're in Las Vegas for like a minute until you pass it, and then it's pitch black again. But it's cool because I live right next to Oklahoma and right next to Missouri. I'm close to Tulsa. I'm close to Springfield. I'm close to Branson, Missouri. None of those are huge cities, but they're big enough. And anyway, I'm really liking where I live, and there are plenty of things to do here as well. But it got cold, and I had to bundle up in this oversized jacket that doesn't, or this, actually, it's one of those, what's it called? It goes down past your knees. It's wool. It's more dressy. But I like to wear it when it's cold because it covers most of me up. So I got to do that. But anyway, that's kind of what's going on here. I wanted to read this story. And I don't know if I should use the news sounder or not, because I always, you know, tell Daniel that he shouldn't use the sound effects that we use on ours. But I'm going to use it anyway, damn it. This is my show, and I can do whatever I want to. A Portland woman who bought a horse, killed it, gutted it, and posed naked for photos inside the carcass broke no laws, Oregon authorities decided. And she says she can't understand people's interest in her. No idea why people care, Joshua Lawton, 21, told Seattle Weekly, which published photos that she had posted on the internet. Lawton and her boyfriend had taken over care of the 32-year-old horse, which they said was in declining health. They told Washington County Sheriff's deputies that they shot it near Portland with a rifle and gutted it. Then Lawton stripped and climbed inside. She also posed outside of it, covered in its blood and with parts of the horse's organs. You know, I can understand posing naked because I've done that a lot. I mean, I've posed naked quite a few times. And, I mean, usually when I'm posing naked, it's really for something like that. I mean, it's more for like, you know, some kind of sexual effect, but I can't imagine that she was getting any sexual effect off of that. It's crazy. Well, it's been one of those days here, but anyway, that was just one of those stories. I saw it and I thought, well, I've got to read it somewhere. I've done a lot of posing in my life, but I have never posed naked in a horse carcass. It kind of reminds me of Bear Grylls. That guy who, I don't know if you guys have seen him, but he does that survival show where he does these absolutely absurd things that you probably would never have to do. Like, he finds these carcasses and he cuts them open and, like, says, this would be a great place for me to sleep for the night. And then, you know, they make it look like he's sleeping there for the night. You know he goes back to the Hilton. You know he does. He gets in his fancy little limo or whatever. They have some assistants there. They probably have the assistant sleep in the thing. They take a couple of, you know, a couple of those shots. What do they call them? Filler shots? There's a word for it. B-roll. They take some B-roll of him, like, you know, with the skin over him, like, with it dark. And he's all like, oh, I'm shivering and it stinks and there are flies buzzing around. And, you know, makes it look like that he's done something. But then he gets in that limo. He goes back to the Hilton and stays there. And they piece that shit together. You know he doesn't do that. You know that he doesn't do any of that survival stuff. But, I mean, that's what it makes me think of. But I wonder why those Portland people, they're crazy. I'm going to have to ask Jean Bees if she wants to pose naked inside of a horse carcass. I mean, is that the sort of thing that they do in Oregon? I mean, I know they smoke pot and they drink a lot of coffee and they read poetry. And there was a podcast there that I used to love called The Todd and Pony Show. I kid you not. Pony, I don't know his real name, and I've mentioned this before, but he got his nickname because of the size of his penis. I mean, and he is a skinny white boy. I mean, skinny, skinny, skinny. He's probably my age, probably 33, maybe a little bit older than me. Probably, I'm only guessing, but I would say upper end of the 5 foots. So maybe 5'11", somewhere around there. And he may be taller than that, but I think he's not. And very skinny, probably like 130 pounds or something. But he has a penis that hangs down to past his knee. And it is no joke. It is no lie. They must grow them like that in Oregon. They have long penises. They smoke pot. They read poetry in coffee shops. They game. And I bet they knit. I bet they knit, too, and they have long penises. I don't know if the women have big breasts. Jean had good-sized breasts, if I remember correctly. I'll have to ask her about that. What's in the water there? I'm just going on and on and on about nothing. But those Oregonites, I'm telling you. I guess I'm going to have to do a survey and see if any of them want to get naked and crawl into a carcass. Well, this is my November 3rd edition of this little blog, vlog, podcasty thingy that I'm doing about my life. Nothing exciting happened today. It just got cold. That was about it. I'm going to record DI Plus in a few minutes, and you guys will have two podcasts from me to listen to, even though it'll take me 3 days to edit DI Plus. Anyway, I will talk to you guys tomorrow. Bye, everyone.